You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks.
Joining me today is one of America's newest public figures, a man who has risen to the heights that only others can dream of, a man now coming to the platform to lead us in today's prayer, Reverend Daniel Wolfstein. Woo, big weekend for you, my friend. Big weekend.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. The most important thing it was that I feel like, people took a little bit more notice of Awake America, Ohio because of that. And so praise the Lord for that. If it can get us some better relationships down the road, then good, good, good.
Really? I thought it was the mustard stain on your coat from the big hot dog gate before you got up there and prayed.
Well, it was I did feel stupid afterward because I said, did I ever take my sunglasses off? And my family went, no. I went, oh. Okay, so I was the only one standing up there in my shades.
So not everybody has privy to this. So let me tell what happened this past weekend. Brother Wolven, Pastor Dan Wolven, I like to call him Dr. Dan, was asked to lead in prayer at the President Trump rally in Dayton, Ohio this past weekend in front of a crowd of about 15,000 people. He got up there and delivered a prayer. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I did not have to write it and turn it in ahead of time.
No.
So that was the most nerve-wracking part was, I think I know what I'm going to say, but I don't really know. You know, well, I did want to say something about, you know, thanking God for being saved, that's for sure, and to praise the Lord for who he is. I felt that was the most important thing that I could do.
I was brought to tears when you said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come."
Well,
wow, what a prayer.
Clip, in the clip, whenever I got ready to pray, there was a few people like on the stands behind the, in the viewing area, they started to cross themselves, I saw in the video, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But well, when I got done, there was probably 2/3 of the crowd went, amen.
I know. I was impressed at number one, the number of people that bowed their heads and kept them closed, kept their eyes closed. Kept their heads closed. Kept their eyes closed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a Trump rally. Everybody's got their heads closed. And the left.
So, and then the amen at the end. It was awesome.
Yes.
I mean, you got really nice applause. I mean, it was really good. I was really.
Yeah, first time I ever got applauded for a prayer.
Yeah, I know. Well, most of yours aren't that good. You finally worked on one. You kind of thought about what you're doing, not just get up there and rattle on.
Yeah, I told somebody, I said, you don't realize how dangerous that this is. It was a politician that was down in the stands. I say, you don't know how dangerous this was for me to do for my congregation. And they're like, oh, really? What's because of the political? I said, no, they have no idea that I can get up behind a pulpit for less than 35 minutes.
I know it.
I mean, to stand up behind a podium for 2 minutes, I mean, our congregation cannot see that.
I thought it was nice that they had that 7-year-old kid act as your bodyguard for the Secret Service.
He was huge.
He was huge. He shielded you completely. That he was willing to take a bullet.
It was cool being on the front row. And, of course, when we were all lined up behind those stands, all the other politicians that were speaking, they're all lined up. And so I had turned around and I said, just to remind everybody, everything rises and falls on leadership. That's right. Why I'm first. And so whenever I got done, you have to walk by the people again. And they're like, hey, good job. Great job, Pastor. And I went, all right, you folks, don't drop the ball.
No pressure.
They're cracking up.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, you did not get to meet President Trump personally, did
No,
you?
He flew in, gets on, gets off, and takes off, you know.
Right.
But so. I was on the very front row, so it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is. That's cool.
He wanted to come over and say, hey, Dan, how you doing? But, yeah. You know, just he restrained himself.
So in my line of ever, you know, publicizing, ever getting the word out, I said to Brother Wolven,
yes.
if there's any way at all you can get Donald Trump to say, I listen to Tim Talks. Oh, my word. Would that have been awesome?
He's a Timmy.
He's a Timmy. Holds up his Tim Hortons cup.
So for our audience, I last Monday, we're taping on Tuesday now, last Monday, I was looking this past yesterday, I looked all over the internet to try to find one of those AIs that I could have Donald Trump say something yeah. like that and just make it sound like that's what happened. But mm-hmm. I mm-hmm. couldn't find the right AI to do it. So
yeah. Well, listen, I have to make an apology to you. I messed up. I forgot that last week our folks would be listening right after St. Patrick's Day, and I forgot to wish you a lucky leprechaun day, and as I often do. So I got your magic charms suit out of the dry cleaners.
Yes.
And we'll be having a picture of that later.
Had to dust off the derby hat.
That's right.
Hey, I saw a video clip yesterday because I was just bumming around on my day off. So I saw a video clip yesterday of, I think it was like 9 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, that, you know, the Project Veritas guy, O'Keefe, he did his first, secret video on someone. Okay. And I think he was in college and he went to the administration as a Irish American, and was greatly offended that they had Lucky Charms in the breakfast area, and
I
so he
it.
Was he this big old huge, you know, situation. They're coming in. Oh yes, we need to really consider this because we don't want to discriminate in any mean. And he's like, I'm so offended, you know, that you're reducing me to just some Irish fool little leprechaun, and you know you're just so racist, and I'm so offended, you know. I'm so it was pretty funny, you know, but yeah. it was either like eight or nine years ago. He's like, hey, that was my first one, and I loved it. So that's what he does.
Awesome. Well, I'm gearing up tomorrow. Pastor Josh Lehman from Mount Vernon's bringing
Amen.
A group up to help with our John of Romans coalition.
Amen.
And excited about that. They were very kind to help us and give us the $30,000 needed. We matched
Amen.
That with another 30 and finished off what we need to mail the John of Romans to Quebec. We're still raising money for the materials. But awesome. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have a great time. Going to be here for a few days. And wow, I just heard something. Did you hear something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a reminder. Yeah, a reminder that we're supposed to record today.
Oh, well, it's a little late. Wow. Normally you're getting up, walking around, plugging your phone in, different things. You know, I'm used to that.
Yeah,
but
right.
I just got something in my aftershocks that notified me of something. So it must be time for another coffee. All right. Wow. Well, I just want you to know, I've been, you know, thrilled to be a part of this podcast, but I've got to tell you, it's been a long time since I've heard a really good podcast. I mean, this is good, but I heard one the other day, and I mean, it was phenomenal. Like, I haven't heard a podcast like that in a long, long time.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's just so refreshing to finally hear a podcast that really resonates with the people.
Finally.
Yes. And
I mean, this is okay. You're yes. all right, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but I mean that guy.
Oh, that guy.
He just mesmerized me.
Oh, yeah. And I hope that we can get that podcast back again real soon.
I was 15 minutes late to work because I just couldn't turn it off.
Oh,
just sat in the parking lot and just, I couldn't break away.
Wow. Wow. You could take some tips. You could take some tips from that guy.
Yeah.
He knows how to podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, we're being facetious and we're making that up because our topic this week is compliments and perhaps a few criticisms that you get when you're in the ministry that people don't even realize they're doing sometimes.
I think they realize most of the time.
Well, you're standing at the back door after a special Sunday. You've got a special guest speaker, and inevitably somebody in that crowd is going to come out and shake hands with the guest speaker with the pastor standing right next to him and say, "Wow, what a message. We haven't heard preaching like that for a long time."
Yes. And I always go, amen, it was great. It
Not
was
me.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Not me. I used to say, hey, I'm standing right here. I can hear you.
Yeah, and you then know. Whenever they say, yeah, that sermon was great. We haven't heard preaching like that for a long time.
And then I say, do you know the word excommunication? I used to tell him, yeah, if you heard him every week, you'd hate him like you hate me, so don't worry about it. Oh, man.
So oh, now yeah. you're that guy.
I'm that guy, and I love it. It's great, and I really play it up, too.
Yeah, and then you leave.
And then I leave.
And cause the problems cries. And leave.
Yeah. Pastor sits in his office crying. Oh, man. I tell you, don't worry. I've been working with your pastor. I've given him a few tips. He'll be a little bit better. I have told people, listen, if you heard me all the time, you wouldn't be saying that. My church never said that to me when I was their pastor. So, yeah, you just get ready. Yeah, so people do say some crazy things. And, man, I'll try to think of some more this week as we put that on. And then how do you deal with that? What do you do with that as a pastor? Do you get offended and all hurt and bent out of shape? And, you know, should people say things like that, those different things? That's what we're going to look at this week.
Yeah, first of all, people want to say something and they don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just leave and, you know, here you've been in a service for an hour, 15 minutes, hour and a half, whatever it was, you know, and you've put on this too many people today production, although we certainly don't think of it that way. But, right. you know, an average, a nominal churchgoer, you know, would sort of give a grade on how the whole event went, you know, today. And yeah. so they're going to say something as you're standing at the door. What are they going to say? Great job. Yeah. I mean, are they going to say, that was so terrible? You know, I'm never mm-hmm. coming back. You know, they're going to say something. So, first of all, you know, unless it's thank you for visiting my mom yesterday in the hospital. She really needed that. Thank you. You know, unless it's something like that, I just receive it as a compliment or criticism and just forget about it. You know,
right.
I mean,
right.
not if there's any justification, like dealing with a church issue, but when somebody says something about your preaching, I just, you know, at the end of a service, you know, now the ones that maybe a little bit more mature, they go, wow, there's a great service today. Mm-hmm. And I, amen, that sure was,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And praise God for that. But if they're going to say something to you about your message, what are they going to say? They're just thinking of something good, and whether
right.
they mean it or not, just to be polite.
Right, right. And just so you know, a pastor actually sent this topic in. A faithful listener sent it in and said, hey, this happened, you know, and he's laughing about it because this might be a help to some people, you know, because this does happen. And he's right. It does happen. I think all of us have had something like that. And
oh,
you're 100% right. People are just trying to be kind and say something to, you know, describe how they feel or, you know, convey, you know, what they got. And I never took offense at that stuff. I knew what they were trying to say and do. And if you're pastoring for any length of time, people are going to say things, and they don't really mean to rip you. Well, I had one guy that really did, but there are not many people that, you know, trying to rip you in front of a guest speaker. And they realize that you've brought someone in to speak, and you're hoping that that person does Amen. Do something for the church. That's why you've Amen. Had to come in.
Amen. Yeah, that's about right. Really, you got to understand that.
Yeah, and I mean, the reason that a pastor has a guy in is he wants to have something special. He wants to bring something to the congregation that perhaps he can't, or feels that there's a special topic or a special service that he wants to have, and he's having it.
Or just the Lord's hand is on him, and you want that in your congregation.
Yeah. You don't want someone to come in and flop either. I mean, you don't want a guy to come in and, you know, people walk out and just say, oh, that was different. You don't want that either.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good yep. point. I'll talk to you later off air concerning next year.
Oh.
You're right. Right. You don't want some guy coming and flop. So we'll do a schedule change next year.
Is there going to be a cancellation coming my way?
You may have an open date now.
I doubt it, because your church loves me. They love me.
Yes,
and
they do.
And they call me
yes,
all the time. Please come back. Please,
yes.
please.
The more ammo on me, the better.
That's right.
They don't even know what you preach. They just know that you nail me.
I know. That's true. And believe me, I used to tell guys when they came in, and I didn't have to tell you, but I'd tell guys when they come in, I say, hey, listen, if you want my people to be endured to you, make fun of me. And sure enough, they did, buddy. My church loved it, because you and I both make such fun of our congregations and, you know, kid with our people, that they love it when other people come back and do that.
Now, that is a point here. Some guys can't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Some pastors
yes.
do not like that one single
no.
bit, because they either think more highly of themselves than they ought to think, or they're so concerned that somehow their authority would be undermined in any way, that if you do that, it's like, oh no, you know, that is never, you know, that's verboten,
right.
you know.
Right. Let me say this. Never kid about the pastor's wife. Never joke about that in any way. I learned the hard way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, excuse me. I can't remember all the details, but I said something, and very quickly, you could tell the whole crowd went whoop, completely flat. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm onto something here. And so I got off it right away. I mean, I didn't mess around. But yeah, so one time I was kind of kidding.
If I know the pastor's wife and I've known her for a while
right,
or something, I may say something that's so ridiculous that people would laugh at. You know, like if I was preaching for you
right.
and I said something about Ruthie being, you know, so harsh and argumentative and hateful, you know, people would laugh because that's so absurd, you know. But you're right. The pastor's wife is off limits, basically. You know, I'd only do something like that, you know, or, you know, boy, let's pray for Mrs. Stone because
right.
she's got to live with
right.
this guy. Something
right.
like that. But
right.
even then, some ladies do not like to be mentioned even
no.
in that connotation.
No. So let's just make very clear that you and I both have a sense of humor. It's not great, but we have a sense of humor. And that sense of humor can be awesome and can also be a disaster. You got to be so careful. And let me say this, if you're not funny, don't try to be. Please. Oh, it's painful. When you're in a position where someone's trying to match wits with you or trying to be funny and they're not.
Now, Pastor Thompson, he could tell jokes pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one Wednesday night, and this is the reason why I remember it, is because my mother-in-law had recorded 6 hours of the Three Stooges on two different VCR tapes, you know, the old years ago. And so Nick was probably 4 or 5. And so So on one of them, and of course they watched them over and over and over. And so on one of them, Curly is eating an orange, and he's spitting the seeds out. And and Mo, I think, says, "You know what they say, if at first you don't succeed." And he goes, "Yeah. Keep on sucking till you do succeed, you know." And so Doc Thompson told this joke on a Wednesday night, and he just didn't do a good job of it, and it really wasn't that funny.
Right.
And it's like the whole congregation went, "Yeah." And he starts chewing them out. "Man, what's your problem? You need to have a sense of humor.
Oh, no.
Man, you look like you just sucked on an egg. You just sucked an egg." And Nick goes, "Yeah, keep on sucking till you do succeed, you know." And I'm like, be quiet. You know? But normally he could get us laughing, but it was just it was just one of those jokes that you're waiting for the, you know. And it was just sort of like, one person laughing.
Yep. It happens sometimes. Well, listen, let's leave it there, and we'll pick up on Wednesday.
Wow, did we even cover anything today?
No, we're not going to. It's one of those weeks.
Well,
I think we have.
If at first you don't succeed.
That's right. Well, I honestly, I think we just helped a lot of guys. If you live in Michigan, Maslin, you know, Cleveland area, especially, I think we just helped a lot of guys. Wait, their wives are calling now. Their wives are calling now. Oh, man. Well, that's awesome. Well, listen, we're recording this, and I am just a few days away from the Man Up Conference. This will air after our Man Up Conference with Brother Scott Pauley and Brother Pete Folger this weekend.
Amen.
And, man, I'm hoping and praying for something great. Man, do we need it.
Oh, so the guys are going to come up from Mount Vernon, help with Barren Precious Seed, and stay for the conference.
Yeah,
that's a neat idea.
Yeah, it is. It worked out really well.
Do two things at once. Serve and then, that's awesome.
Serve and be served. So, so that's going to be awesome. I'm glad to have them with us for that. So, great things going on. So, I'm Al Stone. I'm in St. Thomas today. Just got home from almost a three-week road trip, and I'll be home for a few days, back to Ohio, home for a few days, and then I'm gone for a long time. So, that's where I'm at.
Amen. Well, this Friday, we are planning on, you've heard of cross-pollination.
Yes.
We are planning on cross podcasting with Brother Steve Dameron. He wanted us to do a podcast for him, and then we will air it with us as well. And so it'll be a double Tim Talks and All Things Baptist podcast. Yeah. So looking forward to see how that turns out. And 2 versus 1, we should be able to have a good example of what it's like, of how a pastor should receive criticism.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Former student, former pastor against you and I. Kid ain't got a chance. We'll look forward to it. Brother Steve Dam is a great guy. This is Tim Talks. We'll be back with you on Wednesday. Get ready.
Yes.
And I thought you did a great job today, Brother Wolven. Tremendous job. I thought you did a way better job than we're used to. And I think it's because you're now hobnobbing with the, you know, potential president of the United States of America again.
Yes, I thought you had showed up today. Thank you. Thank you for showing up.
It was okay.
Today is election day, in the primary election in Ohio, and so I'm praying that the more conservative people will get in, especially some of the reps in the state house in Columbus. I hope that they feel some retribution for turning their backs and joining the Democrats 2 years ago, year and a half ago. They deserve to be ousted, and so I hope at least half of them are ousted. And I know that's not nice to sound, but that's the only way to prevent those rotten things from happening again.
There you go. This is Tim Talks. We'll be back on Wednesday. We'll look forward to having you. Have a great day, eh? This is the Tim Talks.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, taking interest in ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.